What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Right, so Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. And we weren't gonna like go through anything physical. We're just gonna walk through and say, hey, look, if throw's coming from over there, stand this way. If throw's coming from over there, stand that way. It wasn't gonna be this big thing, right? And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Now, in fact, he didn't even hit on the field, right? And everybody's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Will, I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey. Don't worry about it. I said, I know what the f*** happened. I said, he didn't want to go out and be at first base and be 20 feet in front of their freaking dugout with, you know, what went on in Boston. And now he's working with me at first base. He didn't want to have to go through all that bullshit through the press and the media. And so, anyway, so I completely understand. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base. Just letting you know that. Just from the
yeah, but if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
Watch your profanity.
I'll tell you, the dog cussing there from Will Clark is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, just a surly old ball player.
He was on with Eric Burns.
Yeah.
Another former big, good random ball player, actually.
Eric Burns would be a great random player. Yeah. That guy played hard.
Oh, did he ever?
Get you a dirty uniform.
He wasn't going down to first like Devers on Sunday Night Baseball.
No, he would probably slide into first like a maniac.
Head first.
Yeah, head first. Yeah. Big time.
Could he have been today's random player?
Yeah, Burns is a good one. Probably a zero-time All-Star, but a memorable player.
Useful fantasy player.
He'd swipe you a bag.
Yeah. I mean, he's no Will Clark.
No, dude, Will Clark was great.
Will Clark, real nice player.
Retired number?
No.
Okay.
No, right. No.
But you're thinking about it.
Eric Burns, never an All-Star, but did finish 11th in MVP voting in 07.
Wow.
I mean, he should have been an All-Star.
Basically, Rafi Devers. 11th in MVP voting.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. The equivalent.
Same.
Eric Burns equals Rafael Devers.
Spider-Man meme. So that was Will Clark on with Eric Burns.
So not
discussing
only
Rafael Devers / Devers.
Devers. Yeah. His guy Devers, which I'm sure he's going to love to hear that if he ever even hears back from that. But confirming Will Fleming's story. Will Fleming told the afternoon show that Rafael Devers stood up Will Clark. However,
he went a step further.
He stood him up three times.
He said the whole series he stood him up. Yeah.
And they're like, everyone's apologizing to Will Clark because they're like, hey, you were about to spend some time and help us out with this. You are a Giants legend, if you will. And this guy stood you up three times.
Rafael Devers.
He's like, I know it. But he's like, I get it. Like the Red Sox are over there. He doesn't want to be in front of their dugout. Yeah, but don't you also communicate with them? Like, hey, sir, I appreciate it, but you know what?
Thank you.
I don't feel like it this weekend. maybe you can tell him why, or you can make up another reason if you don't want to use that as an excuse because it makes you look like you're scared. Just be like, hey, maybe next time, huh? Don't waste the guy's time 3 consecutive days. That's insane.
3 days in a row. So I've seen a lot of people brush this off. Oh, it's a non-story. Oh, it's no big deal. Will Clark isn't bothered by it. Why should you be? Well, I'm happy you picked up on the same thing in the middle where he goes, well, everybody was apologizing to be like, oh, Will.
Yeah.
Why were they all apologizing on his behalf?
Because Devers didn't.
They told Will Clark to get his ass out there and go work it out with Rafael Devers before the game, and the guy never showed. So they were apologizing on his behalf because Devers never reached out. And also, I know what Clark said there in the middle. No big deal. I get it. Didn't want to give the media any satisfaction or however he phrased it right in front of the Red Sox media for that series. Fine. It's a day after, a couple of days after, he said he'd play anywhere they want. And that he won't even go through the paces.
He won't even take grounders at first with Will Clark.
And B, Will Clark said the right things there. Did he exactly sound happy with Rafael Devers? Like, I'm going to drag you out by the scruff of the neck next time? So, I don't know.
Even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck.
Now, maybe
how do you think that plays out, by the way?
He's just default a surly man.
Do you think Rafael Devers ever takes grounders next to Will Clark? I will tell you, no.
No.
Yeah. He'll tell you as well. That's not happening. Especially if this gets back to him.
He did take grounders at first yesterday, though.
With Will Clark?
No, by himself.
Oh. All right, well, maybe there's something.
You seem to take grounders at short, for God's sakes.
Turns out, thanks to a texter, Will Clark's number is retired.
Wow.
By the Giants.
Talk about going full circle. No offense to Will Clark. I know he'd probably be angry about this. I'd take that one down.
I would take that down.
Who else is retired out there?
Oh, my God. Christy Mathewson, John McGraw. Well,
Christy Mathewson could sling it.
Bill Terry, Mel Ott, Carl Hubble.
Yeah, I'd take all
Monty
of those down.
Monty Irvin. Willie Mays.
Mays, you can keep.
Barry Bonds.
Yeah, you can keep that one,
Juan
too.
Juan Marichal.
Sure.
Orlando Cepeda. Gaylord Perry. Willie McCovey. And obviously Jackie Robinson.
They have a lot of numbers retired.
Willie McCovey has a cove. I don't think he needs his number retired. No, probably not.
If you got a cove.
He's got a pole and his number's retired.
Yeah, good point.
You got a pole or a cove.
No, but I'm saying you could take... No, but I'm saying...
You have like a landmark.
No, my logic is consistent. Pesky, you can keep the pole, but your number's down.
Oh, you get your own
Ortiz,
pole.
Ortiz, you have the bridge, but somebody else is going to win 34.
Well, I would retire Ortiz. Maybe my logic is falling apart.
Yeah, I'd retire Ortiz.
Yeah. But McCovey, you have a cove. You no longer have a number. Pesky, you have a pole. Fisk, you have a pole. Boom.
They should also retire Ortiz's nickname because grown men calling another grown man daddy, very strange. Very strange. We should all stop doing it if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Call the guy David. His name's David.
Wiggy does call him Poppy quite a bit.
Yeah. Everybody does. Yeah, well, everybody calls him Poppy. Not me either. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
That's right. So that was Poppy. That was more on Rafael Devers / Devers. I'm with you. I don't expect him to be taking any ground balls with Will Clark anytime soon. I think this is not a non-story. I think it continues to be a story, and Will Clark fanned those flames, even though he was trying to give Devers every excuse under the sun.
What I think is hilarious about it, and you know, not to talk about Devers at all the time, but it's like I always anticipate a honeymoon period when a guy leaves teams. As bad as it ends... Like Kyrie Irving ended poorly with Cleveland, but there was a honeymoon period here in Boston, and then ultimately his true colors showed, and then he ended up moving on somewhere else. And again, a honeymoon period, and then there isn't. With the Devers, the honeymoon period was literally the press conference followed by winning 2 out of 3 against the Red Sox. Right, he had a home run against them, although that was in the loss, but they won 2 out of 3. And then since then, hasn't played the field, struck out a bunch of times, the team's losing games, he's standing up Will Clark 3 times, like... This is the first 2 weeks you've had this guy.
It's true. That is true. So you can discuss 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, Brian Baio last night.
Woof.
Phenomenal. Now, it is the Rockies.
Okay.
But.
True.
Nick, you looked up the numbers for Brian Baio since the All-Star break, I believe, last year?
Yeah, last year's All-Star break.
Okay. So almost a full calendar year, if you will. Yeah. What are the numbers? What were the returns on Baio?
158 innings pitched with a 3.36 ERA.
It's pretty good.
That's
pretty great.
And I am not a Brian Baio guy.
No, me neither.
But I'm not.
That's with a month where he couldn't get through 4 innings.
Yeah, I'm not going to dismiss those numbers. Like, that's legit for almost a calendar year.
Yeah, he was frustrating this May because that's where he would go into the fifth, but he just couldn't get through the fifth inning so many times. But then since then, he hasn't had like an out-and-out bad start in a while. He's had, I mean, last night was an amazing start, his best start maybe we've ever seen him. And then he's had a bunch of other ones where you're like, all right, you can score some runs. You're going to win some games.
What were they showing last night? Six straight quality starts? Is that what it was or something? They showed that graphic
a bunch. No, not six straight. No, that's not true because the Cincinnati game, he only went five.
Maybe it was just six straight.
He came out of the bullpen. That was the resumed game.
Oh, good call. Okay. But he also has had some buzzard's luck, as you say.
Yeah.
Like, the Red Sox have lost four extra inning games that he started.
Dang.
So it's like, that's not great, but a 3.27 ERA for this season, and they've desperately needed this. Because this kind of not even this good. This is what I kind of thought Walker Buehler might be.
Yeah.
And maybe more like a 3.84 ERA, to be honest. But like something like that, I thought you were going to get out of him, and then you're like, let's see where everybody else is. I had very little faith in Bayo, to be honest. So like he and Giolito were not guys that I thought you could count on. And, you know, long term, maybe they won't be, but right now they are.
I mean, you know, not to chase this dragon again, but Breslow last year signed Giolito. That one's looking much better.
Yeah.
He also extended Bayo and Rafaela. I remember like a month ago, Keith.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We were like, boy, look at all the early guys they signed.
I've always thought that's
Rafaela,
a red flag.
Campbell. And Campbell is still, you know, in a separate group from these other two.
Yeah.
But Breslow's the one who paid those two. And now if you want to say it's Henry's money, fine. But those are not Rafael Devers extensions
or even
a Bregman.
John Henry doesn't even know they're on the team.
Right. Do you think John Henry really knows Bayo and Rafaela?
No.
Like, I would give Breslow some credit for those extensions. A month ago, I was ripping those extensions. I'm like, these guys all stink.
Yeah.
And none of them have paid off. They're starting to pay off.
It would be a great game if sit down John Henry and be like, name as many guys on the active roster.
Five?
Well, now Devers is gone. So four? Crochet, Bregman.
Yeah, he knows those too. I feel confident.
I would hope Roman Anthony, just because there's been so much hype and discussion around it.
He lit a cigar for Bregman. He better know.
Yeah, no, Bregman. I'm putting Bregman down.
Duran?
Yep.
Probably
Story, because Story makes a lot of money.
Yep.
Story now makes, he's very Story much makes aware of Trevor Story's bottom line. Yeah, so five.
All right, five guys.
That's the number.
Like the cheeseburger? Five guys.
Right. He thinks Wong's the starting catcher. I mean, he was technically last night, but right, he's got no idea.
Well, with all the position changes.
How much longer is he on the roster?
Who, Wong?
Yeah.
I mean, until they could find somebody else.
I thought Bayo hated Wong, by the way. They were big embrace last night after all the K's. I thought after watching the clubhouse.
Oh,
again,
he was screaming at him.
We were the two that watched it.
I got more than a two-seamer.
I thought he hated Wong.
I felt like he hated Wong.
It was a nice embrace last night for those two. Okay, time to believe in Brian Bayo. And should you invest in the Red Sox? I'll tell you what, as much as I just complimented Breslow there on some of these extensions and signings even from a year ago, I didn't love an answer he gave last night pregame to Nesson about the trade deadline. You tell me how to read this one, Keith. We'll play it for you. I don't have high hopes for the Red Sox at the deadline based on this. We'll get to it next.
The Red Sox Station.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Yeah, it's something we have to think about. I don't think you ever want to be in a position where you have to make a trade. And you know, there's this very fine line between, you know, having the problem of an overcrowded roster and, you know, having enough depth to weather injuries and keep guys off their feet. And, you know, I think the flexibility of opening the DH spot gives, you know, the opportunity for Alex to kind of rotate through that position and make sure that guys are getting at bats. And it does mean that on any given night, there could be a really good player who's not in the lineup. But as we've seen, the way that Alex manages is really aggressively. And just because you don't start the game doesn't mean that you don't find yourself in it at a critical moment. You know, now I think there potentially could be some opportunities to make what, you know, what I think people would call just like baseball trades, right? Where, you know, you're using depth in one area to address a need in another. And I think we'll be very open-minded about those things, but I don't think we're in a position where we have to make a trade.
Didn't love that answer from Craig Breslow.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's sort of the general manager speak. We're like, hey, you know, we're not desperate. Don't come looking for us if you're trying to win a deal here. Like, we're just fine as we are. Where in reality, no, like you need to make a move or two. Like, you should make a move or two. Because he started out with the baseball trade, which, like, right.
Yeah.
That's what all things are, unless you're trying to get under the second apron, which I don't believe you are.
But I understand what he means. Baseball trade meaning player for player.
But at first, I thought he was literally talking about Jaren Duran.
Yeah.
Because he was like, take where, you know, an area where you have depth versus an area where, like, another team has depth. And you're like, all right.
I think he was talking about Duran in that stretch. I agree with you. Yeah.
But then he pivots to, like, well, we really don't need to make a trade. It's like, well, that's disappointing because you look at the last few deadlines where it's been very frustrating as a Red Sox fan because not only did they not really do anything, last year they did, it wasn't any player of significance or impact. Every team around you does something. I remember like keeping track of it. Was it last year or the year before where every single team that was either a division winner, a wild card team, or like a game or two out, everybody did something.
And it was like,
some were some big moves.
It was like small market joke organizations.
Everybody was doing something.
The Royals were like making moves left and right. You're like, guys, what the hell?
They were all adding like starting pitchers. They were all adding relievers. They were all moving around. And so you're saying, right now, you've played over 90 games and you're not currently a playoff team. And I know it's trending upward. Great. But you've already played 90 plus games. You're not in the playoffs. And you don't think the other teams around you that are already playing better than you are also going to add players? Like, so part of it is like, yeah, you do need to keep up with them. You hopefully could pass them by. And I'm with you. Getting Alex Bregman back will be great. And if Yoshida adds anything, fine. But that should all come in addition to another player, two or three, that you are targeting to help this team. I mean, 2021 is a good example. The last time the Red Sox had any kind of success at all is at the deadline, and I know he wasn't ready right away, and that's why it was a little annoying for the first couple of weeks.
Schwarber.
They got Schwarber. They got Kyle Schwarber at the deadline. The guy was awesome, and he became a fan favorite, and they went all the way to the ALCS. So just to stand pat and be like, yeah, we're good. It's like, you're not on pace for 95 wins.
No.
Like, you're not that good.
The Red Sox are three games over 500. They've won five in a row. It should be eight in a row. The one they lost in there, not to nitpick, but that's a game they had won. They're up 3-0 in the seventh inning.
Classic
Red Sox. They can't figure out which base to throw to. They're plus 47 in run differential. That's fifth in the AL. Do you know where they are in runs scored now in the American League, Keith?
Oh, my God. Oh, in the American League?
American League. I can give you baseball in a moment.
Are they fourth?
AL, they're two.
Wow.
Yankees and them.
Jeez.
Now, I mean, they're scoring 10 runs a night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This stretch has helped.
They are fourth in baseball, second in the American League in runs.
Oh, they're fourth in baseball.
Dodgers, Cubs, Yankees, Sox.
So this series,
I'm sorry, tied for fourth. Them and the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, yeah, but they're moving up because mm-hmm. I think when we were looking at this even a week or so ago, it was like seventh. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're flying up the.
Seven!
Yeah, they were at one point.
They are a game out, as you mentioned, of the wild card. One game back of Seattle, game and a half back of the Rays. They're only three behind the Yankees, who they've dominated. Back. Head to head.
At what was it at one point? Were they like 12 games behind the Yankees? I mean, we have to go back and see what it was.
I don't know if it was ever quite.
Yeah,
that
it might not
high,
have been that high, but it was pretty significant at one point.
The Blue Jays, by the way, are running away with the division right now. Red Sox are 6.5 back of them, and you got your GM talking about baseball trades and how you don't even have to make a trade. So I used to say this about Chaim Bloom. I'll be consistent. I believe Breslow will do this. I think he's shown that he'll do it. He did it with Kyle Teal this offseason. I believe Craig Breslow will part with a top prospect. Define that how you will. A top 10 prospect in the organization, a top 5 prospect in the organization. I'd probably draw the line somewhere around 10. Because I think for a GM that makes it, you get into an uncomfortable territory a little bit. Where it's a player that you like, it's a player that's probably well regarded in the system. Maybe he's not a top 100 prospect in baseball. But I would hope, and I'm not counting the graduated prospects or what I would define as graduated prospects, like even Campbell or certainly Anthony and Meyer. You're not trading those guys.
But anybody other than that?
I'm saying the wave yeah. after that, you don't have to trade the password.
Password?
You don't have to trade
Franklin,
Arias?
Arias.
Don't they have
a
Cespedes? I'm trying to remember their farm system. I don't even pretend to know these guys. I don't care.
They do have a Cespedes. They do have a Hunter Dobbins.
Somebody in your top 10
yeah.
where
James Tipps?
It's clearly a good one. He's a guy you got in the Devers trade. Flip him for somebody who can help you. I would love something like that. And that would tell me the Red Sox are back to investing in the team. Trading Duran for a pitcher, that might work. And that might balance out your roster and subtract from a glut over here to add to a weakness over there, a baseball trade. I would like that. Trading a top prospect, top 10-ish prospect, to add a real impact player where you're not subtracting from your major league roster. You're just subtracting from future seasons, as Breslow's put it in the past, or future wins, or was that Bloom? I don't even remember. That's something I'd like to see at this deadline. But I don't personally have high hopes for it,
but I think we should, but you're right, you don't want to be like let down and you're not expecting it, but you should be like demanding it, because they traded away Rafael Devers, got no significant player in return, and as much as we're like, all right, you needed to move on from that guy, you have so much extra money, and even though it's not a cap league, we know how they view it and how they've been running it. And so you can't just dump off $30 million and not bring anything back for a team that should be competing. And I know it's different as far as like adding a player now versus signing one in free agency or trading for a player like Crochet, who's on like a small deal, and then immediately giving him an extension. You don't do as much of that stuff in season, but you should be very aggressive, and there should be plenty of opportunity for you to go out there, spend money. John Henry can still look at the bottom line and say, we're saving money on the team versus what we thought it was going into the season, but you gotta find some upgrades. They're going to be out there.
Meanwhile, he references a baseball trade. Duran slams a home run last night. He's actually been pretty hot of late, mm-hmm. And he's been hitting righties all year. Sounds like he's going to be out of the lineup against righties tonight. Yoshida's going to DH. Anthony likely is going to be in left field. That was the word last night from pregame. Mm. So if that's the case, what does that say about Jaron Duran and his future as the Red Sox approach the trade deadline at the end of the month? 617-779-7937. Coming up 1/2 hour from now at 11:30. It's some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday. And stay tuned at high noon. Terp was there for Brad Stevens' press conference yesterday. We'll get all the latest on the Celtics. Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. But let's get to the Patriots. They're off season. Drake May organizing some workouts. And have we started to overrate the Patriots and the talent they added this offseason? We'll get into that with your phone calls next.
Jones and Keith on WEEI.
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 You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.